patients as the body of one is still on the ship. Health officials in South Africa and Switzerland say the virus is the Andes strain, which can spread from human to human. Apple has agreed to a $250 million settlement in a class action suit over claims it falsely advertised Siri's AI capabilities. CBS's Jim Krasula.
The lawsuit claims Apple misled consumers by promoting features that did not exist when the iPhone 16 launched in 2024. If the settlement is approved, owners of those phones could receive at least $25, in up to $95 for each eligible device. Apple sold about 37 million of the iPhone 16 devices.
A new report from the jobs website Resume Genius finds companies are favoring applicants fluent in AI. CBS's Megan Cerullo.
AI proficiency is essentially now a baseline requirement when applying for a job. It's something that hiring managers are looking for, even if they themselves don't understand AI very well.
NASDAQ up 267. This is CBS News.
I want to know what's going on in the world.
I'm Tony.
There are big questions that all of us are asking. I want to get you the answers.
How are you?
I'm Tony DeCoppo. Join me on the CBS Evening News.
Download to see if you qualify. Not all customers will qualify. Transfer fees may apply. No Albert subscription required. Albert is not a bank. Albert instant loans are issued by Finwise Bank, member FDIC. Not an actual client. Terms apply.
Kylie, what's wrong?
I just got hit with a car repair bill. I'm behind on rent, and I feel like I can never save any money.
Have you tried the Albert app? Albert is your financial assistant, helping you find ways to save and create custom budgets to actually grow your money. Plus, you can get up to $10,000 for big expenses or advance up to $1,000 fast when you need cash right away.
Albert can get me up to $10,000?
Exactly. Albert spots you in a pinch and helps you grow your money in the long run.
I'm downloading Albert right now.
Download the Albert app and use promo code EASY to borrow up to $10,000 for whatever you need. The Albert app helps you budget better and save more money so you reach your financial goals faster. Download the Albert app right now and use promo code EASY. To borrow up to $10,000, use code EASY to borrow up to $10,000.
Now, police have arrested a Florida.
9:04, it is time for us to come back. It's Wednesday, May 6th, and because it is the first week of the month, that means we are with the Baxter County Judge, Judge Liddy. Good to see you, sir. And Heather Loftus is here as well.
What's going on in the county, sir?
Well, main thing right now, the busy time for us is roads. We got a good road program going this year. Recently bought a new lay down machine to lay a lot of our own asphalt. We're not going to do it all, but we've already started that project with some roads out east of town, and things are going good, and we're busy.
What specific roads are you going to work on this summer?
So we got a game and fish grant to overlay Robinson Point, but we had to go in and do our in-kind part of that. So we had to level lay it, fix the drainage, things like that, and then the subdivision out there. And I'm drawing a blank on the roads we done. We laid it ourselves. We're contracting the Robinson Point itself. It'll be done today or tomorrow. Rain is the only thing holding us up right now. They've got half of it done. But some roads off of Cranfield, Mallard Point in there, we're overlaying ourselves. Water plant road. Mm-hmm. City's going to be happy. We're getting it ready to overlay ourselves, and we're going to asphalt it, not chip and seal. So got a lot of projects going, and we're going to finish County Road 25, like about a mile and a half on it. We're going to finish it ourselves with this new machine, and then County Road 57. And I know there was a lot of complaints on it during the campaign time. Runs from 201 to the Four Corners down at Buford. Got a state aid to overlay that project of about 3 miles. So,
yeah, because it seemed to get narrower and narrower the closer you got to Four Corners.
Well, yeah, it's just a lot of these old county roads have started to sink in spots, and it's just part of the maintenance. But man, we're gonna cover a lot of roads with new asphalt this year.
How much money does the county spend each year for road improvement projects, give or take? I mean, the road and bridge department is...
The road and bridge is about $6 million. It takes nearly half that to pay the 40-some-odd employees. So the rest goes towards, this year, I've bought over $900,000 worth of new equipment. So
are those prices getting any better, or they just keep skyrocketing else?
They have skyrocketed, but, it's the type of equipment they need out at road and bridge is expensive type of equipment, but You know, it not very often that can you spend, you know, close to $1 million on equipment. But as long as I'm here, I'm going to improve their equipment out there, and we're going to be able to do a lot of things ourselves that had gone to the wayside. And especially with overland roads, I think by the end of summer, citizens of Baxter County will be impressed of what we've done ourselves and had contracted.
Mm-hmm. County sales tax numbers, I mean, they continue to grow year in and year out.
They continue to rise. We had a corn court last night, and our treasurer, Ms. Janae Mize, did a report on that. And although it's up, it's a little under what's predicted, mm-hmm. just very, very minimal under what was predicted. But, you know, as long as it's up, we're happy.
You know, it's kind of hard to tell what's organic growth and what's not because prices are up all across the board, too. So you don't really know.
It sure is, yeah. So, but I know I've been by the new Aldi store that opened up recently. They seem to be doing a good business. So
it's May. We're about to hit peak tourism season in this area. I know that'll always keep you busy. And I expect us to have some really record numbers this year. High gas prices tend to help tourism in our area. People stay closer to home and want to visit our lakes and rivers and such. Are y'all planning for that as well?
You know, not as much, but you know, it's I don't, you know, I know high gas prices limit some people's getting out, and but it hasn't slowed my family down yet that I can tell. And you know, it's, you know, the total cost of it's expensive for the whole, but for the individual family, it's not going to cost you a whole lot more. But we hopefully these gas prices will go back down pretty soon. And it's hurting us at Road and Bridge. You know, we sold a piece of equipment recently. Instead of putting it back in the equipment fund, we had to put it in the fuel fund because we know we're going to be short on fuel money. So
what else you got going on this summer?
You know, just improvements, and we're going to try to get improvements. Still, you know, we're working on our new assessor, collector, and voting center, and mm-hmm. we meet every 2 weeks on that. Have a meeting today, matter of fact, on that, and hopefully break ground on that this fall. And it's been sometimes when you have several people trying to build something together, which, you know, mm-hmm. we have several involved in this, you know, you get the big eye, but when them dollars start coming in that way over, you know, what you kind of budgeted for it, you got to scale it back. So we started out big, we've scaled it back. I think we have it scaled back enough where we can afford to build it, and look forward to building that this fall. We closed the RFQ process yesterday, which is a request for qualifications on the coroner's office, mm-hmm. and only had a couple submit for that, so that'll make that process easy. Hopefully, get started on that fairly quick. It's a smaller project, but hopefully.
And where will that be located?
It'll be located in between the jail and the CID building, the City Hall and Fire Department. So already had a space there for it, so hopefully get started on that real quick. And Sarah, the new coroner coming in the first year, we'll hopefully have her a new building to occupy when she takes over.
Mayor's going to be here tomorrow. He told me last time I talked to him that you were going to jump off the high dive at the new community center in your Speedo to help open everything up. Is that true?
I don't have a Speedo, but I would jump off that high dive.
It's going to be a very exciting time for this area. It's going to be a big bonus. It's a city project, but it's really going to help the county, of course.
I went out there and toured that last, week before last, I guess it was, and actually invited my wife to go with us because she really likes that kind of stuff, and she was impressed.
She likes to exercise more than
she
you do.
She does more than I do, and I need to be there with her, but she was impressed. So
it's magnificent. Yeah. It's really exciting. It's going to be a big day.
It's going to be a great addition to the community. Lots of money, as we all know, but everything costs lots of money, but it will be a great addition to our community.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
It is 9:10. We'll go.